So the husband, it was a couple, the husband went with him to the meeting. The wife stayed at home. She had to do some cleaning up after the entertainment. And so when the husband came back home, the wife asked him, how was the meeting? And he said he should have eaten. For what it's worth, I did eat. So we're going to continue for a few minutes with our fishing story, our fishing lesson, rather. The Lord Jesus taught a very important lesson as the disciples were engaged in these exercises that would make them fruitful. They were washing their nets, they were mending their nets, and they were casting their nets. As we celebrate this anniversary and we look forward to the future of the people of God here, there are four things from this lesson that we can keep in mind. And if we keep these four things in mind, then the Lord who brought us through 16 years will carry us all the way through. He would enable us to be fruitful in this life. In the lesson that the Lord Jesus taught the disciples, the first thing he taught them was concerning their mission. Their mission was clearly defined when he told Peter, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. That was the mission of the disciples. That's the mission of the church, to catch men. I know we have been sidetracked. I know we have diverted our resources. I know we have gone here and we have changed the message, but it's the same. The message of Christ to his own, to his disciples, and also to the church is to catch men. That's what he told. That's what he told Peter. The mission is defined. If we're to successfully carry out this mission, we have to do exactly what the Lord Jesus said to Peter. Follow me. Follow me and I will make you. I will make you fishers of men. And we like to follow him, because a lot of us go over to the Middle East and we sing to the top of our voices, I walked today where Jesus walked. And there's nothing wrong with that, but we have to walk not only where he walked, but as he walked. Follow me. Follow in his steps. If you follow the Lord Jesus Christ, then you will have compassion. It was he who looked over Jerusalem and wept. You see, he looked at the multitude and it says he groaned in the spirit and he looked at them because they were a sheep having no shepherd. So if we're going to follow him, beloved, we have to be compassionate. We have to be loving. We have to display the love of God. We don't have to love what they're doing, but we have to love the souls of men. That's our mission. Our mission is not to call them names. Our mission is not to condemn them. Our mission is to love them in Jesus' name and to have compassion and to teach them. Because that's the mission of the church. After Jesus rose from the dead, he says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Go baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The mission of the church is defined. It is well defined. But I'm afraid, beloved, and I'm not saying it happens here, but I'm afraid in certain circles, we have changed the orders because we don't like the mission. Some of you are too young to remember, but many years ago they had a TV series called Mission Impossible. And the instructions were clear. The message to the head guy was, Jim, your mission, should you choose to accept it. And some of us have chosen to go our own way. We haven't dedicated ourselves to the mission as defined in the New Testament. From henceforth thou shalt catch men. Not from henceforth you shall have political influence. Not from henceforth you shall do this and do that. From henceforth you shall catch men. If men is not at the top of our list, then we are involved in the wrong thing. The mission is defined. Jesus says, you go and wait until you be endued. That's the last thing he said to his disciples. Wait until you be endued with the Holy Spirit, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea, in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. That's our mission, should we choose to accept it, to catch men. Then he taught them of the method. Not only did he give them a mission, but he showed them the method. Luke chapter 5. Look at the method, beloved. It's important. Peter, you're not gonna accomplish anything by doing what you're doing. So what's the method? Luke 5 and verse 4 says, now when he had ceased speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep. Let down your nets for a draught. This surface stuff is not working. This shoreline activity is not working. We are content to stay at Jerusalem. That's where you begin, but that's not where you end. There's a whole world out there. There's Samaria. There's Judea. And there's the uttermost parts of the earth, and the disciples did exactly that. If Philip was only thinking of Jerusalem, why would he go down to that place to meet with that man from another part of the world? That man from the ends of the earth. He was urged by the angel. He was endowed by the Spirit. And he was asked to, he was pleaded to by the Ethiopian eunuch, come up and sit with me. I don't understand. Where's your world, beloved? Is it the confines of the assembly here? Jesus says, you're not going to catch a lot of fish there. You got to go out, beloved. Go where you can't stand. I remember as a kid going down to the beach, the kids used to compete against each other who can go the furthest. And we would go out. We're stupid because we're kids. Stupid. You can barely see our heads out there. We're way out in what we call the blues. Because we want to outdo the other guy. Nothing here. All this is sand. Launch out into the deep. So not only our mission is defined, but our methods must be sound. It must be sound. Our methods must include compassion. It must include love. It must include the word. The word. Paul says to the Corinthians, when I came to you, I came not with excellency of speech of man's wisdom. And we like to impress people of our extensive vocabulary. We like to open up the Greek lexicon before them and show them how much we know. He said, no, I came to you in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. And that's what's going to do it, beloved. Our methods must be sound. We have to look at the methods that we're using. Oh, the people not coming. Why don't we have a circus? Why don't we have a carnival? Why don't we have a big fair? And they'll come. They'll come, but they won't stay. They won't stay. And that's what John says. They went out from us. Why? Because they were not of us. After they'd had the food and all the candy and all the circus acts, they're going to leave. We want them to stay. And we're only going to stay if our methods are sound. When Jesus told them who were following him, and some of them were following because they partook of the fish and the bread. But when he told them of the cost of discipleship, oh, this says, Lord, this is a hard saying. Who can take it? Who can hear this stuff? And they went away, and they didn't follow him after that. Then he turned to the 12, and he says, will you also go away? And Peter again, he answered, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. So our mission is defined. Our methods must be sound. Don't worry about the circus acts. Don't worry about the preaching and a good field preaching. There's a lot of that's going on. And all we can hear about mega churches. I've heard the messages of the mega churches, and it is trash, it is nonsense. Feel good about yourself. Look and have a positive image about yourself. Not a thing about salvation. That's not the method. Jesus says, if any man will be my disciple, he have to deny himself. He must take up his cross and follow me. Beloved, as we move on into the future, let us examine our methods. It is still true that it is not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Still true. We don't have to change the message. This is the most potent message in the world. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, because it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. To the Jew first, and also to the Greek. So we have the mission, beloved. The mission is defined, should we choose to accept it. The methods must be sound. It must be biblical. It must be Christ and Christ alone, not Christ plus something else. For neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. That's the method. Preach the word, Paul says. Be instant in season and out of season. He taught them that. Launch out into the deep, cast your net on the other side. Then our motives. Oh, this is a good one. Our motives. Why we do what we do. Well, I like that guy. I like the way, I like his style. I want to be like him. John 21. Our motive must be examined. John 21, verse 3. Simon Peter. Simon Peter saith unto them, I go fishing. have a good time, Peter. No. They say unto him, we also go with thee. Wrong motive. What's the result? They went forth, entered into a boat, and immediately, and that night they caught nothing. Why? They were following a man. Their motive for going out was wrong. But when the morning was come, was now because Jesus stood on the shore by, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. And if you go with the wrong motive, your answer will be the same every time. What is it? The answer's in verse 5. Jesus saith unto them, children, have you anything, any food? No. They answered no. Why? Because they went out for the wrong reason. They were not motivated by love. They were not motivated by the love of God. They were motivated because Peter says, I go fishing, and they say, I go with thee. Don't follow a man. Don't do it because brother so-and-so is doing it. Do it as Paul says, the love of Christ constrains me. Do it like Jesus did. He was moved with compassion as he looked on the multitude. That should be our motive. As we face the future, as we go on, as we start another year, and I trust that we will accomplish much for the Lord. This is one of the places that I admire, because I've been with you since the Y. And you know what that commercial says? You have come a long way. You've come a long way. And you kept the focus. You were faithful to the word. And the Lord added to the assembly such as would be saved. And here you are without compromise. Because you went out. You went out with the right motive. What's the right motive? I'm sure when you started with 6-7 people, there were times of discouragement. As the disciples were discouraged, oh, beloved, take heart. This is the right motive. Luke 5 and verse 5. Simon Peter answering and said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, mark that in your Bible. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. You don't need a greater motivation than that. At his word. At his word. So not only they had the mission defined and the motive or the methods was sound. The motives, your motives must be examined. Why you do what you do. Is it because of his word? That's enough. When we gather here this morning, it was at his word. Do this in remembrance of me. That's all the motivation we need. The word of the Lord. People say, oh, you're wasting time. You should have gone out preaching. No, Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. He gave it to his disciples. He gave it to the Apostle Paul by revelation. He says, I'm giving it to you as the Lord gave it to me, the Lord Jesus. The same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. The bread. Passed it to his disciples. This do in remembrance of me. So this story of fishing, beloved, it has many, many lessons for us. It has our mission defined. It has our methods, which are sound. It has our motives as we examine them. And then finally, if everything else is in place, the mission is understood. We have chosen to accept the mission. Our methods are sound because we examine them. Our motives are clear and motivated by his word. The result is obvious. The multitude will be drawn. Luke 5, the multitude, verse 6. And when they had this done, what done? According to the word of the Lord. According to the method and the motive. I will let down my net, Peter said. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fish and the net broke. That's a good problem to have. Would you mind breaking down these walls so that you can hold them? Yes, because you have not compromised the message. You were motivated by love. You have taken him at his word. And now the multitude will be drawn. Nevertheless, at thy word. After they met the Lord Jesus, they're following Peter now. Listening to the word of the Lord Jesus. They have nothing to give him. Nothing. No fish. And some of us, we come here, we flat broke, we don't have anything to give. We come on a Sunday morning and we expect him to receive something and say, I'm not going back to that meeting because I don't get anything. You're not supposed to get anything, you're supposed to bring something. Bring an offering. That's what it's about. It's not about me. It's not about blessing my brother and next to me. It's about giving to the Lord. And that's what worship is. And some of us don't understand that. And so, do you have anything? Anything to eat? You come this morning. Did you have something to give? No, you are flat broke. No, Lord, we don't have any fish. I'll tell you how to get some. Cast the net on the right side of the boat. And you shall find. If you want to bring something here on Sunday morning, turn off the idiot box. Turn it off. Get into the Word. You come here Sunday morning with so much to give that the whole house, the whole room will be filled with the odor of the ointment that you are lavishing on your blessed Lord. How can you come week after week, week after week? Nothing. Do you have anything to eat? Nothing, nothing, nothing. I'm broke. We're broke spiritually. We're so broke spiritually, we're bankrupt. The Lord is saying to you, you want the multitude? You want to have something to give? Therefore, cast your net on the other side. Launch out into the deep. Man, you're going to find the boat was full. This time it didn't, the nest didn't break. They bring in the multitude of fish. Oh, beloved, as you face the future, as you look to the future, as you move on from the 16th, and you look to the 17th, and on, let us keep in mind the mission. Let us keep in mind the methods that we use. Let us keep in mind what motivates us. And then the multitude will be drawn. God bless His word. And God help you as you journey along. And time again, if the brethren would have me, I'll be back. I'll see how you're doing. I've been coming for maybe 12, 13 years. I've been coming and I've seen the growth. I've seen the steadfast leadership that you have. You better thank God for your leadership. You take it from somebody who travels a lot. Thank God for your leadership. Thank God for the godly men who lead you. Listen to them. Pay attention. You're going to see the multitude drawn because everything else is in order. Do you want me to close? Let's close. Father in heaven, we thank thee for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank thee for this assembly and for thy blessings thou hast bestowed upon thy people here. Thank thee for the growth that we have seen, not only numerically, but we thank thee for the growth that we have seen spiritually. We thank thee for those who have contributed, those who have dedicated their lives to lead your people. Grant, Lord, as they continue to lead, that we would indeed be good sheep and good followers. Followers of them as they are followers of Christ, and that we would seek to be conformed to the image of our Lord Jesus Christ. Save us from resorting to gimmicks and shows, but help us rather to be steadfast in the Word, because it's the Word that will do it. Preach the Word, be instant in season, out of season. We thank you for all the saints here, for all the families, for all the children born to these dear believers. We just commit each one to thee and pray that this part of the vineyard would be a bright and a shining light, a light, a city that is set on a hill, an example for others to follow. We give you thanks as we ask thy blessing in parting. Lord, take us to our respective homes in peace and in safety. Guide us by thy counsel, lead us by thy Holy Spirit, and glorify thyself in us, we pray, for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.